Hi, my name is Nicola Lutri, and I give consent to do this interview.
Hi, my name is Mark Kroll, and I give consent to do this interview.
Today is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021, and it is 10:40 a.m., and it is nice and sunny outside. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good.
How did you like this class this semester?
It was good. I learned a lot.
Yeah? A lot of big takeaways?
Yep.
I think one thing we really want to touch on in this podcast is how this pandemic that we're currently going through compares to past ones like the Black Death and the 1919 flu outbreak. And so one thing I noticed that was a reemerging pattern throughout all of these, as we learned in class, was the role of religion. And a lot of the time in older pandemics, during like 1346, during the Black Death, like, it was often thought that the plague was God's will. And even in, like, India, in Hindu cultures, they thought that when you got sick, it was, like, a gift from God. Like, you weren't supposed to be upset by it, you know what I mean? Like, you were supposed to be thankful that you got it. And they prayed to the gods for mercy and everything, but at the end of the day, they were like, this is their decision, and we kind of have to respect it, you know? And I think the role of religion definitely ties into the emerging pattern of scapegoating.
With scapegoating, I would think that during the Black Death, a lot of the people of certain religions looked for other religions to blame, and that's where the Jews came in and got blamed, and it resulted in a lot of deaths.
Yeah, so Christians during the Black Death really thought that since they were doing everything right for their religion, that it was other religions' fault of the Black Death because the Black Death was God's will. Right? And so they started scapegoating minorities like Jewish people, Muslims, and lepers, right? And they started kicking them out and of the cities, and they even eventually, you know, killed them. And I know there was Strasbourg, like, burning of the Jews in 1349, and it really just shows, like, how crazy people will go trying to solve this, especially when religion ties into it. But in regards to more modern plagues, I think it's really interesting how there's been a consistent pushback on, like, scientific recommendations like anti-maskers. And so, like, in 1919, during the flu outbreak, like, people wouldn't wear their masks because they're like, oh, it's dirty, it doesn't actually do anything. And they thought people who wore masks were, like, burglars, like, why would I wear that? But, like, it worked. And even today, like, there are anti-maskers. And so, like, I don't know, I've personally had a lot of experience with anti-maskers in Jersey. Mark, where are you from?
Jersey.
You're from Jersey, too? Oh, my gosh. And, like, I don't know, there are a lot of anti-maskers in Jersey. And,
well, yeah, I think it's just from past pandemics, the same habits get carried on. So I think the same type of people who were anti-maskers then, they're going to be anti-maskers now, and it's just going to keep carrying on into future pandemics.
Yeah, and I think by now, you know, maybe they would have learned. And I think because people aren't wearing masks, like, there are new variants, and now we're dealing with, how do you say it, Omicron? Omnicorn?
I have no idea.
But now we're dealing with a worse variant. And I don't know, I think it's interesting how there's just a pattern of, not really disobedience, but just, you know, people won't minorly inconvenience themselves for the public or the general society. And I think as a society, we could just be more considerate of one another, especially when it comes to, like, vaccines. Like, I got vaccinated pretty early on. What about you?
I got, like, not early but not late.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle.
And, like, obviously there are all these people who refuse to get vaccinated, and it's just really concerning, I guess, because it's like, you know, you're really putting a lot of people at risk here.
Yeah, I think people don't like being told what to do. I think that if they had a choice, I think they'll be more welcomed to getting it. But when people see, like, restrictions and stuff like that, they want to do it less.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of that, like, when you can't have it, you want it more thing.
Yeah.
But, like, opposite.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Can't believe we just solved this entire pandemic. We just have to stop telling people to wear masks, yeah, and then they'll do it themselves. No, I'm kidding. But anyways, Mark's been lovely as always. And thanks so much for chatting.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what happens next.